safety on third down. So we'll talk about that transition. But
whatever coach wants, you know, it's not our decision. Whatever coach wants to do with you or put you in a position he wants to put you in that thinks is going to help the team, that's what we have to do.
All right, and one more question for you. We've seen this year there's been a lot of turnover in the secondary at the beginning of the year. James and Brandon were let go, and Lee's on his way out, and it seems every week there's a new face in the secondary. As a defense, how do you, in the secondary particularly, how do you adjust to that, and is it a challenge?
I mean, it could be a challenge if you let it. I mean, the guys he put there, he has faith in those guys, you know. So, like, Slade coming over and Julian, I mean, he has full faith in those guys, man. Regardless who's, you know, being shuffled around, we're all in the same room. We're all learning the same things. We're all in the same playbook. So we all have to be able to communicate the same things on the field. So, I mean, we have smart guys that can play any position. So I have full faith in anybody.
All right, I appreciate it.
No worries, man.
Hello, man. Non-football question. Keeping up on talking football with you.
Okay.
All right.
That's the goal, baby.
I see. I've won. All right. There's a lot of talk about, you know, winning this for Myra. But what about, you know, Mr. Kraft? I talked to him the other day, and he said, you know, I've spent a lot more time in the locker room this year, mostly because he needs to. He needs to find some way to occupy his mind. Have you guys noticed that? How have you responded with him and rallied around him?
Yeah, I mean, he's always been in our locker room now. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be hard for him. It's hard for us. I mean, we're playing for him and Meyer. So, I mean, we're going to have to, you know, hold it down and do what we can do. But, I mean, he's always in there. I don't really see a difference. He's always.